It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton. I really appreciate you tuning in to KETR this time every week. It's our opportunity to talk hunting and fishing, the outdoors in general, and we do really vary the topics. I want to say thanks for all of you that said hello at the Dallas DU banquet to me and the ones of you that attended Thursday night. It was an awesome event like always, and nice to see you out there supporting the ducks. You know, today, as I mentioned, now we have a varied group of guests. We might be talking about running hogs with dogs 1 week and shooting quail the next. We're going to talk about shooting this week. Our guest is Mr. David Williams. Now, David owns Hunter Supply. The website is huntersupply.com. It's up in New Mexico. But David was a licensed gunsmith at age 14. He could probably write several books on shooting and guns and that kind of stuff. But I thought it would be really, really interesting to talk to somebody that's really in the know. And that is David. David, thank you a lot, man, for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me on, Luke.
Buddy, I think you've made guns and bullets and hunting and all a lifestyle since age 14. You were in Dallas working on Brownings and Remingtons and other guns, too. So I know that you're located up right on the Continental Divide, aren't you?
Yes, we're 7,800 feet above sea level.
Right up there, that's where your plant is. And is there any way to estimate in the course of a year how many bullets that you build? Now, when we're talking about bullets, we're talking about lead bullets, muzzle loader, air rifle bullets, center fire bullets.
Yeah,
no telling. Is
top of my head, I don't have an exact number, but I would say anywhere from 16 to 20 million bullets a year.
16 to 20 million bullets a year. That's amazing. Let's think about this. You know, 6 or 8 months ago, I assumed duties as a hunting editor for the only air rifle magazine in the country. It's called Air Gun Hobbyist Magazine. Well, when I started, I told the editor, the publisher, that old Luke has hunted all of his life with muzzleloaders, bows, center fires back in the day. I mean, I've hunted a lot, and I understand hunting, but I was a newbie at the air. We have a mutual friend, Terry Tate, that really took me under his wing and taught me what I know right now, basically, about air, hunting with the big bores. So you have seen a huge swing in the bullets that you make, and David, more and more of the bullets that you build are for air rifles, big bore, and then the .22 caliber, you know, the smaller ones, right?
Yes, air guns are going to be the new future firearms in the industry.
And coming from someone that's been in the industry for a lifetime, you've told me off air that the past 6 months you've seen the interest in the big bores go through the roof as far as the bullets that you sell. And you know, we might just spend a little time, David, talking about the use of air-powered big bore rifles to hunt with and just to shoot. They're charged with a tank. So, you know, you can have a scuba tank. They charge, most of them, David, that I've shot, charge up to around 3,000 PSI, right?
Yes, that's the standard for air guns.
Okay. Now, where the real learning curve has come in for me in the hunting, and I've probably taken about 8 or so big game animals with big bore air, 45 calibers. The big learning curve is, okay, what range do I sight in? Now, I know you're out west up in New Mexico, and you sight everything at 100, but I've kind of trained myself to 75 yards is the farthest distance that I'd be doing much shooting for hogs. Or you can't hunt game animals in Texas with the exception of squirrels with an air-powered gun. That's probably going to change in the very near future. But right now, you can hunt hogs, you can hunt exotics, and free-ranging exotics. I killed a nice axis buck hunting with our friend Terry Tate down in South Texas not too long ago. So 75 yards, if you, the accuracy on a quality big bore air rifle at 75 yards, David, they can shoot, I say, as good as any center fire, you know?
Oh, yes. Most air guns will outshoot center fires.
They're amazingly accurate. Now, if you, say, a 45 caliber charge to 3,000 PSI, shooting one of your, I shoot your 350 grain. I've just, you know, just recently switched over to those. I've been using Hunter Supply bullets since I started, but I've just started using those 350 grain, and I'm very anxious to put them to work. But if you sight that 350 grain in at 75 yards, David, your mid-range trajectory, I mean, you're not going to have a lot of variation on back into 20 yards, are you?
No, you know, 20 yards, you'd probably be 2 inches high. 50 yards, you'd probably be around 4 inches high.
So about, say, about 50 yards, you'd, if you were shooting a hog or whatever at 50 with that zero of 75, you would want to pull down just a little bit, right?
Yes. If you have a scope with mil dots, that's where your mil dots come in.
Yeah, and that's pretty important in air. Well, with the new interest in air-powered guns, you know, rifles, the restrictions are, you know, it's getting hard. Well, we all know about 22 long rifle shells. They're next to impossible to get. Are you seeing that limited supply across the board with firearm primers and all that? Is it pretty much across the board now, David, or just limited to 22s?
Yes, it is across the board, and that is the driving factor in the air gun market.
Yep, that's the reason that people, well, I guess one of the reasons, and really, an air gun, as powerful as you and I know the big bores are, they're not a firearm, and they're not under the ruling, the legislative, the laws that have been passed to control firearms, are they?
Yes, that's correct.
Which is a big, big plus, and one of the makers of one of my friends that make big bore air rifles told me, he said, the main thing that people have to learn that's just getting into shooting these big bores, David, is they're not backyard toys. You know, most guys my age and probably your age too, I grew up shooting a pump-up pellet gun. And I've probably killed a bunch of Red Ryder wagon loads of squirrels and rabbits, probably illegally, the squirrels, when I was a kid. I don't know if such things were even regulated back in the 60s, you know. But every kid grew up shooting a pump-up 177 or maybe a 22 caliber. These guns, these big bores now, you don't want to be shooting those in the backyard, do you?
Oh, no. They call these guns PCPs, which means that you're charging them up off of a scuba tank or an air tank of some sort. And no, these bullets, it's just like a regular center fire rifle. You must know your backstop. You must know where you're shooting at.
That's true. For instance, I know our mutual friend Terry Tate, who I've mentioned through the show. I know of, I think it was a 405-pound boar, which is a huge wild hog. You hear a lot of stories about big hog. I saw the pictures. He shot completely through both shoulders, which includes the armor shields on both the shoulders with, I believe it was a 45. I'm not sure, but it was a big bore air rifle completely through that hog. So that will give you some indication, David, of how much power these things are packing, won't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've had customers actually shoot American buffaloes with them and black bears and all types of animals with them.
Well, the way you actually dispatch an animal with air, it's not like a broadhead. It's not the hemorrhaging. It's not the hydrostatic shock of a center fire, you know, a 243 or a 270 or whatever. it's the velocities when it actually impacts down are probably going to be somewhere 700-800 feet per second. So it's all a matter, you've explained this to me in detail, but it's all a matter of a big hunk of lead that's got generating the power just to blow on through them, right?
Yes, yes, and it's very, very important that you go through both sides of the animal so that, you know, in case fat or something there covers up one side of the bullet hole, at least the other side will be open and you will have a blood trail to follow.
Well, David, I know you're set up out there in New Mexico to do a lot of long-range shooting, and I've never done this. I've never shot a big bore air rifle over 100 yards, but you do, and the accuracy is that you've told me about is pretty amazing.
Oh, yes. Accuracy is phenomenal on air guns, and the main reason for it, each time you shoot a bullet down an air gun barrel, it is compressed air going out, and it actually cools the barrel. It doesn't heat it up.
Yeah, and there's no fouling of powder, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that contributes to it. So really, cleaning the barrel on a big bore is nothing like on a center fire, or especially a muzzle loader. Now, how far out have you shot them?
I've shot them as far as 600 yards.
Whoa. Now, would you zero at, say, how would you hit the paper the first time at 600? Just walk it out with targets, or?
Yeah, you need a scope with a lot of mil dots.
Yes.
But, basically, if you're going for very, very long ranges, yes, you're going to be sighted in a foot or so high at 100 yards.
Okay, so if you were going to shoot 500 or 600 yards, you'd probably start out zeroing it about a foot high, maybe 100.
Yes. You have to have something close enough to where you can see your bullet holes and everything else and get you in the general area where you need to be.
I'm with you. Well, David, you spent a lot of time earlier in your life in Northeast Texas. We're headquartered in Commerce, but our signal goes all over Northeast Texas. I listen to up into Mesquite and Dallas there. So this is kind of your old stomping grounds here. You're talking to some of your home folks right now today.
Oh, yes. We had Williams Gun Shop in Farmers Branch, Texas for 30 years there. And then we had Double Barrel Shooter Supply, which was a wholesale operation in the gun industry. And then in Tioga, Texas, I used to have a 4W Ammunition Company and then the Hunter Supply Lead Bullet Company.
I'm with you. But right now, basically, a lot of what you're doing is creating bullets and millions of them, one of the bigger bullet suppliers in the country. And it all started right back here in KETR country.
Oh, yes.
Do you ever get a chance to come back and visit?
Time to time we come back, yes.
Well, up there in the mountains with mule deer in your backyard, and you showed me some pictures. And folks, do go to our website, ketr.org. You know, it's our shows are archived there. And look, I'm going to try to get some pictures of David, of an elk right there close to home that David got, and a mule deer. But, David, we really do appreciate you being with us, buddy. And, you know, our shows are very informal, just like friends visiting, and that's basically what it is. But I'll guarantee you the points that you brought out today, especially with the big bore air, will probably educate a lot of people. I know a little over a year ago, I knew very little about hunting and shooting big bores, but it's something that's really gaining a lot of momentum, especially here in Texas and I guess all over. So we'll get you back again soon. How about it?
I'm looking forward to it, Luke.
Well, folks, that wraps our show up today. I really appreciate you tuning in. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Night Sight, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Shock Strap, Sun Optics USA, Raptor Razor, and Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds. Tune in this time next week, and we're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.